Hey, listener. Before we get started, there are a couple of things I need to point out about the podcast. First, this podcast is intended to serve as a study aid for students in the Texas Basic Peace Officer course and should not be used in place of classroom instruction. Second, you should not consider anything we discuss during the episodes as legal advice, and the opinions we express on the podcast are our own and are not representative of our employers or the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement. And finally, you should always consult your agency representatives and your county or district attorney's office before filing criminal charges based on anything you hear on the podcast. Are you a cadet in the Basic Peace Officer course in Texas? Are you an officer in another state planning to challenge the Texas Peace Officer licensing exam? If so, then this is the podcast for you. We are going through and breaking down the codified portions of the Basic Peace Officer course learning objectives to help you understand all the legal language. This is BPOC Basics. Hello, and welcome back. This episode will be in Chapter 29, talking about robbery. We're going to kick it off with some definitions in Section 2901. Our first definition is in the course of committing theft. And in the course of committing theft means conduct that occurs in an attempt to commit during the commission or in immediate flight after the attempt or commission of theft. So essentially, what this is talking about is things that occur while a person is trying to steal something, while they are in the process of stealing something, or while they are fleeing from attempting to steal something or stealing something.
Yes.
Our second definition is property. Property means tangible or intangible personal property, meaning something you can hold in your hand, or something that is intangible, meaning a song or your life story or a story you've written, something like that. Including anything severed from land or a document, including money, that represents or embodies anything of value. Section 2902, robbery. A person commits an offense if, in the course of committing theft, as defined in Chapter 31, and unfortunately, the Texas legislature, in their wisdom, have decided to put theft in Chapter 31 and robbery in Section 29. And so we talk about robbery before you know what theft is, but theft is essentially taking something that doesn't belong to you. So in the course of taking something that doesn't belong to you and with the intent to obtain or maintain control of that property that you took that didn't belong to you, he intentionally, knowingly, or recklessly causes bodily injury to another, or intentionally or knowingly threatens or places another in fear of imminent bodily injury or death. And an offense under this section is a felony of the second degree. So the way I like to explain robbery to people in the academy is that essentially robbery is theft with force, but not force that causes serious or threatens serious bodily injury. It's just taking something from somebody with a threat or causing bodily injury.
Exactly. Serious bodily injury is not required in this particular statute.
Okay. Then we move on to 29.03, which is aggravated robbery. So, under aggravated robbery, a person commits an offense if he commits robbery, which is what we just discussed, as defined by Section 2902, and he causes serious bodily injury to another, or uses or exhibits, and exhibits means shows, so the person, the victim, actually sees it, a deadly weapon, or causes bodily injury to another person, or threatens or places another person in fear of imminent bodily injury or death if the other person is 65 years of age or older, or a disabled person. So, let's recap. This person has committed a robbery, meaning theft with force, and caused serious bodily injury to somebody, or they used or showed a deadly weapon, or they caused bodily injury to another person, and the person that they caused bodily injury to is 65 years of age or older, or a disabled person. And that is a felony of the first degree. And disabled person in this statute means an individual with a mental, physical, or developmental disability who is substantially unable to protect himself from harm. Anything you want to add, Amy?
I don't think so. The statute's pretty simple.
This whole chapter's pretty simple.
Yep.
Well, that pretty much wraps up chapter 29. So join us next time when we are in chapter 30. We'll talk about burglary and criminal trespass.